Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, obviously a tough loss yesterday. Obviously the big injury news that's come out today. You know, Mike will go to IR. Don't have any further information on some of those type of things, but just putting out that he'll go to IR, so that'll be at least a four-week deal. If anything comes, you know, obviously got some second opinions. There'll be a bunch of different things that has to go on over the next couple of course of the days and figure out what else that is.
Yeah. So, you know, what happened Sunday happened, and then it got worse with all the injury data about coming out of the game. That's Raheem Morris talking about Michael Penix going on IR. There's plenty of speculation about how much longer it could be than that. Second opinion outside the building, hopefully trying to reduce the timeline, I would assume. The thing about it, like a lot of times this year, is sort of like, all right, when are we going to know? They've done a pretty effective job of delaying telling people about injuries,
right?
Really long time,
right?
I don't think it'll be like that with this one, because if Penix's injury is worse than that, he's going to have to get surgery,
yep.
And as soon as that happens, everyone will know.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, it's we talk about it, so you always want to get your second opinion and all those different things, but a lot of times, it. It's the rare times the second opinion says it's not as bad. Very rarely does that happen. But, yeah, I mean, right now, Kirk Cousins, you got one of the funniest Kirk Cousins moments was when he was telling Mike the job. Because he played the job. Him and Mike were going at it. Looked like they were playing, but they weren't. So, yeah. Can he do it again? What a damn joke.
What a joke.
What a damn joke.
That sucks, man. All right. We'll get back to that eventually. Let's talk about fun football. Here's Kirby's quarterback throwing it to eight different guys.
Been doing that for years. I mean, every time I come in here, they're like, oh, he caught him 9, 10, 12, 8. Like, I don't look at game planning about, you know, one wide out or a bunch of wide outs.
Out.
I think that's
wide.
Just you take what gives you. You know, we haven't had a super dominant wide out, so we spread the ball around and get a lot of touches for a lot of people.
Give him a damn chance. God, I still hate the fact they play these damn people.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's throwing to too many people.
Oh, find you a damn guy.
Well, I think I would be, you know, a lot of the conversation with Colby Young going down was who steps up and what's Noah Thomas doing? He was a high, big-time transfer.
Yep.
Stepped up.
Yes, he's played well.
Stepped up.
He's played
really, pretty damn good.
He's played pretty damn good,
Texas.
Man.
I also think, like, for sure, take what the defense gives you. We understand that. Like, a lot of those were the first option that were just schemed brilliantly.
Yes.
Like, Mike Bobo has been in his bag for like the last month and a half, and I know some of the conversation has followed. Oh, but I mean, they're different guys on different plays, whether it's matchup or whatever, and they're like, we're throwing it to him on this play, and then it works.
It does a great job of personnel groupings, formations, all kind of different things, man. Bo has been doing such a great job with that, and I think a lot of that helps that, you know, the personal relationship that he has with Gunner. He's been knowing Gunner a long time. Like he had Gunner, he had Gunner going to South Carolina.
Yeah, he was going to go to South Carolina to play for him.
Yeah, and so he knows it. And I think more than anything, the confidence that Gunner's playing with now also helps. And
there's just something to that, man.
It is.
I know that there's obviously the flip side of the transfer quarterback who can come in and win and all that, but there's always something to that personal relationship.
Yeah, and it ain't no lie. Georgia was in the portal looking for a quarterback.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they were hot after Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah, and so
which, had they gotten him, that probably would have worked out too.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's good to just see this young man just go out and play the way he's played, and for them to continue to get better. It does help when you got those five guys up front that are healthy. And Ernest Green, those guys are playing because they are somebody. I mean, the young boys are going to be great, but there's nothing like having those veterans because Ernest Green's played a lot of ball here at George. And so to have those guys back, also being able to run the football again, it's helped this offense out extremely, you know. And so you just hope that this continues to go. You got a matchup this weekend. My favorite my phrase is don't get hurt. Don't go out there and mess around, get hurt against Charlotte, because you know what you got the following week. You got a team that has a mindset like you. Until the last second on the clock, we're going to bring it and we're going to fight. And so it should be a great week. Hopefully, you know, you find a way to get as whole as you can for the Georgia Tech game, because they're still playing for a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
And they got Pitt coming into town, which is going to be a big-time game for them. But, yeah, I just, you know, the way Kirby is he woke up Saturday morning and he chose violence, and all of them did too. And I would, like I said, I would love to have heard that pregame speech.
I kind of thought we were going to yesterday
right.
when they released that video,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They didn't have any Kirby in there.
Yeah.
They had Schumann. Schumann was doing a pregame thing.
I like
thing.
What Schumann said.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. But I was thinking maybe they're saving it for later.
Yeah.
Because they got the Kirby audio somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
It's somewhere.
It's somewhere. But the funniest thing I saw yesterday was, you remember, I forgot who Texas beat, and it was like in the quad where all the students were. And by the big fountain, they were highlighting, "We want Georgia." Mm. And then they got us.
Yeah.
Three straight times?
Three in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, careful what you wish
for. Yeah, it's a little bit of a
careful what you wish for.
Different ball game.
Yeah.
Coaching carousel has landed one spot. Virginia Tech got their man. James Franklin is going to be the head coach there. I love it for both parties. I think he's a really good coach.
I do too.
I think there's a lot of proof that he's a good coach.
He's won everywhere he's went.
He's won everywhere he's been. He's also coached in that region before.
Yes.
Not that that matters as much now, but it still does matter. Like, you want to keep the guys in state and in the region and all that. You got to do well in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area to win at Virginia Tech, and he's recruited there before. Also, just something about, like, because he very easily could have just gone away for a little while, collected checks, and hung out. But, like, he's mad. Like, he's motivated by the way that it ended
at
Penn State.
No doubt.
He feels like he should have kept that job, and he was going to get it right.
I think he should have, too.
And there's something about that, like, that competitive arrogance of, like, you know what? Here's $40 million back.
Yeah.
I'd like to go coach here because I think I can win now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I really like that.
I mean, I respect it. Ain't no one in hell. Enter the Sandman is not going to take $40 million out of my pocket. Blacksburg, all that other stuff. Give me my 40, and then I'll decide. Because he's a young man. He could have came back when he wanted to. Let me get that 40 up off you.
But he's like, I have to coach.
I got it.
I can't wait. I
got
to get all these. I'm taking all these guys with me.
Let me get that 40.
There's a lot of decommits. Well, they're going to give him 80.
But I'm just talking. But that ain't making up the 40.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
but he also wasn't going to get that 80 for Virginia Tech yet. Like,
but I think there's no potential for double dipping. The thing with him is this, and the job that he has right now, we talked about it yesterday, and Mike could be here in a minute. But I'm like, okay, it took for y'all to be as bad as y'all were to decide you want to start spending money. Like, I mean, I guess, whatever. But I think it was a good hire for Virginia Tech. James Franklin, I still believe he should be the head coach at Penn State. But at the same time, this man is a very good football coach. You said it. He's going to bring kids with him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he bring Noah with him? I wouldn't want Noah with me anyways. Because, you know, he took it from Ohio State and everything. And
nah.
Yeah. I know.
Now we're good.
Yeah, I'm good, dog. I'm good with that. But, yeah, I mean, good for Virginia Tech to be serious about football, because – when that place is going, man, when that place is going, it's a hell of a school, man.
Nah,
it really is.
Fan base is serious.
Yes.
They can own the region. And again, it's a good time to be trying to claim the ACC.
Yeah.
Because the ACC is up for grabs.
Every year.
Florida State is not what it was, and they probably won't be until they get a new coach.
They're not getting a new coach.
Like, Clemson's awful. Yeah, they're not yet.
Yeah.
Eventually they will.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Norvell's going to get fired eventually.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is he safe now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm not sure. It's if they were going to do it, it seems like they would have done it.
Right.
But I mean, would it be crazy to you if James Franklin had Virginia Tech in the ACC championship game next year?
No,
not me.
Not at all.
Not me.
They're going to get players. He's going to get players.
I think you can win in that conference from get go if you get the right roster, and I think he'll be able to do that. The Lane Kiffin thing continues to be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I know Ole Miss gave him the deadline of the Egg Bowl to decide. They have a bye week this week, so he's traveling to the different schools to talk to him.
Oh,
and then maybe he gives Ole Miss the final red refusal or whatever it is, but I don't know, man. This has a way of going real sideways.
And the thing about it is he has this track record. We talk about chaos and all that other stuff. He lives in it, man, because he creates a lot for himself.
Yeah.
I know I said, you know, growing up and all those – he's grown up and all those different things. Has he? Like, he's really being a little ass.
Yeah.
His
team's winning more games. And just like anything in sports, we decide people are different when they win.
Yeah, but my thing is like this. If you're going to go.
Go.
You know?
Yeah, go on.
If you got to go out there – And test the waters, which I ain't mad at you testing the waters, but just go.
Yeah, just go do it.
Just go do it.
And if I'm Ole Miss, that's what I say.
Yes, exactly.
Like, if you're not going to sign this contract by the Mississippi State game, then you're going to be the head coach at LSU or Florida or whatever, and you go on and go.
Yeah.
Which is brutal because this is the best team Ole Miss has had in 50 years.
Yeah, man. And so that's why when I talk about, you know, people, the hot guy, and the thing with it is him. And I got nothing against Lane, but – this dude had the history of doing stuff like this, man. This dude is hated by Pro. They were going to name the sewer company after him in Tennessee.
They were going to name the sewer company after him in Tennessee.
Yes, they fired him on a tarmac. But
if he leaves right now in Ole Miss, they're going to name more than the sewer company after him.
Yeah.
But they're going to the playoff.
Yes.
They're going to the college football playoff.
Yes.
And he's going to leave?
Well, players do it.
Sure.
Something that we didn't think they would
do. Now, again, I don't want to hear anything about a player transferring ever again if Lane Kiffin leaves a playoff coaching job to go to another job.
He might not. I don't think he should leave.
He might not. But I feel like if he was going to stay, we'd know by now.
Already.
Because all these other guys have re-upped.
Or he's too big of a name to be searching for attention.
Yeah.
He's going to get the money wherever he goes. Hey, guys, this Saturday, noon to 2, join Ali Mack at Kia Mall of Georgia as she gets you ready for the big game on Sunday. An ultimate tailgate kit will be given out. That's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. There'll be other chances to win tickets and everything like that. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Kia Mall of Georgia.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ali Mack.
All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte will join us. We'll obviously talk about some of that college football coaching carousel stuff with him. Hawks are back at it tonight as well. Pretty fun game against the Detroit Pistons. Pistons are good, man. They're 12-2. So a fun one tonight for the Hawks. And we'll get his thoughts on what all's going on with the Falcons as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.